Blog Talk Radio. Beat to Spain.
Groggy. It's been a rough couple of days. I'm tired, and I'm watching this Miami game.
I'm glad you're here, man. I'm glad. I'm glad you took the time out to holler at us, man.
Thank you.
I want you to tell the people where you're from.
Okay, I'm from the Bronx, New York.
Mm-hmm. And how long?
Born and raised.
How long you been in? When did you first started to get yourself into the film?
I'm originally an actor, and real briefly, I started professionally in 1992 when I was about 15, and my first gig was A Bronx Tale. That's a Robert De Niro film. Mm-hmm. And from there, I've done student films, plays, lots of plays, and then by year 2000, I got fed up with doing a lot of bad content, and I felt, well, I can do this myself. So I created my own company called Glory to God Productions. I started writing plays for my friends, and within those plays, I produced like 7 to 8 original plays, put them up with my own money, and then I ventured into film. But, I felt to take my horizons bigger, and Gang Girl is my first feature film that was based on one of my plays that I put up called Surrender, which I actually put up for free. Surrender was the only play that I've ever produced and opened to the public for free. And I thought it was an issue that was avoided, so I felt Gang Girl was gonna, or Surrender was gonna be my first feature. And then from there on, I made two other features, short films, and a web series itself. So.
Now, Gang Girl is receiving a lot of attention. How you feel about the attention that it's receiving?
I feel good, and I feel bad, and then I feel good again. Because this is something that I kind of put aside, because, it came out 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I shelved it 4 years ago, and I moved on, and I didn't realize it still has legs. And it's unfortunate that it has legs the way it does, but at the same time, people are seeing it, and for what I understood, the viewership on YouTube went up.
Now, the situation with one of your actresses in there.
Yes.
How is that, how is the relationship between you and her now since that going on? Are y'all still cool, or is it
I know she's going
through a lot behind all of
that. Well, you know what, we're both Christians, and we're both standing on the word of God, and she's at peace with it, and I'm at peace with it. I've known Anissa since I was a kid. She's a couple years older than me, so I've known her since she was a teenager, so we go way back. We're still cool. We still got each other's back. She got my back while we were filming, and she still has my back, and I still have her back. And that's with anybody, any actor or crew member that I hire for any of my content. That if you're gonna go do something, I'm there with you, even outside or after the show or after the film. That you need prayer, you need guidance, I'm there for you guys. So I protect my actors.
How did you feel about the fact of that, you putting out a true story that people like me and other people understand? Like, there's a lot of stories out there that when, black, especially when it's black and Spanish, producers and directors put them out, they always get criticized, but you guys tend to put out, and when I say you guys, because me, myself, I also do film, we put out stories that need to be told.
Right.
And how do you feel about that? Like, knowing that you did the right thing, even though the mainstream may feel, hey, this movie is about this, and it's a teacher, whatever, but this is a story that needed to be told. How do you feel about how strong are your emotions on that?
But that's the thing you just said. It's a story. It's not really a true story. It's not really based on anyone in particular. It's kind of almost similar. Similar story to Anissa's own life. She actually was telling me, before I even wrote the script, she was telling me about her own experiences growing up in the rough edges as a teenager. I mean, her life story itself is a movie. She came from Hard Knocks. For someone to come from Hard Knocks, who always wanted to be an actress, got into that lifestyle and becomes a principal, that's the American dream. That's
exactly,
more inspiring itself, And she does a movie that's almost similar to her lifestyle. She didn't kill nobody, but, she was running around with those types back in the 80s, what have you. And, that movie resembles that. The
hurtful thing that I'm receiving and what she's receiving is the people that are attacking us haven't even seen that one clip of the film. You know, they just go by the trailer that's out on the online where you see all these girls posing in green. And, you know, people don't realize is that Gang Girl is pretty much almost a period film. The majority of the film takes place in the 80s. So what you're seeing is flashback scenes of the character dressed in the 80s. And then when they show that on CNN, they show that on ABC and all those other news outlets saying it's some gangster shoot 'em up beef flick. You know, it's like, did you watch the film from the beginning to the end? You know, it's totally not that. So it mirrors Anissa's life, but at the same token, it's a story that no one's really talking about with the girls. There's too much nonsense that these girls are doing, and we're sweeping it under the rug. And maybe this is a good time to bring that issue back.
And that's real, you know, and I definitely agree with you because, you know, there are girls on the street just as rugged and raw as the guys on the street nowadays. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't sleep or nothing. And America, you know, Hollywood America tends not to believe that, you know what I mean? And until something happens, you know. So,
right.
Like, you've done a lot of other projects, man. Like, you did this thing with Marvin Gaye, man. That's really remarkable, man, that you look just like Marvin Gaye. And you got another thing that you did with Tupac, and you look just like Tupac. Like, how do you come up with these concepts, and what inspired you to do those type of things?
God,
<That's>
you know, God. Whatever I feel, whatever that's given to me, that seems outside of my norm, it's God telling me to do it, and I just do it. You know, and I'm the type of person that I don't wait for opportunities. If I have the resource to do them and the people around me to do it, it gets done. With the Tupac thing, that was something that was brewing for years, same thing with Marvin. And I saw at a given point of my, at given time of my life, I felt that it needed to be done. It got done, and it opened a lot of doors for me. I received a manager from it. I received numerous jobs playing Tupac in different productions out of it. And then I felt it was time. After that, I felt it was time, okay, I should do the Marvin Gaye thing because it kind of hit close to home. The Marvin Gaye short is about divorce, and I was going through a divorce at the same time. So I needed something to release myself through my work. On what I was going through, and the Marvin Gaye project helped me with that. The blessed thing about the Marvin Gaye project is that I have the blessings from his family to do it. Because I gave it to his ex-wife Janice Gaye, the script, and she loved it, and she said, "Yeah, go out and do it," because she saw that I wasn't exploiting Marvin, like these upcoming films. Plan to do, and the play that's going on right now is doing. You know, it's all exploit. It's all about the murder, and it's all about the father and whatnot. And this is just about what the man is about, his music. So they gave me the go ahead for that, and they have my support. They got my back on it, and it's going to be released in 2 weeks on his birthday. So. You know, everything has happened. I got the Gang Girl, I got that, and I got Justice, the series that I created. It's an action web series that I created that's produced by Red Wall Productions, and that's out on Blip TV. And next week that's going to be in Los Angeles screening for the L.A. Web Festival. So, this is overwhelming, but it's a good thing.
This is up. How do you stay focused and how you stay afloat, man? All that.
God. I just
God,
keep my eyes focused
you know?
On God. You know, that's why my company's name is Glory to God Productions, you know, because he gets the glory. It's tough. I'm glad I have a great, you know, woman that keeps me in check named Sylvia Torres. She's my photographer and a great photographer at that. And, you know, she keeps me on point. My son keeps me on point, you know. I've learned this whole Gang Girl thing has really strengthened me and made me realize that not everybody's going to accept you, but you have to stand your ground, keep your integrity, and keep focused. So it allowed me to focus on the important things little by little. And, you know, I'm learning. It's a learning process.
That's what's up. Now, as for, you did a lot of little acting and different things. Can you tell us some of the other things you did and some of the other stuff that you, you know, got roles in?
Well, I'm still auditioning. I auditioned for a big blockbuster film. I don't know if I should announce that, but I auditioned for it. But I didn't get it because the name actor got it. But I was very fortunate that I was at least considered for it.
Called back.
I've done a short film recently called Black Pearl. I've done numerous plays like To Kill a Mockingbird. I've been on soaps. And I used to be on All My Children when it was aired for a little bit. I've done old stuff like Third Watch, some episodes of The Sopranos, and so forth. It's hard to say because you're talking a span of 23 years of acting and producing.
I know because, you know, I read your bio, but I think the people should know, so that's why I was, you know.
Right.
You're definitely
right.
Doing your thing. You know, you're definitely not a rookie at this game, you know what I mean? You're definitely somebody who's have a lot of experience, whether it's acting, writing, you know, the stage and the film, you know? So,
right.
You know, I think...
And
you know,
I never
like,
stopped.
Yeah, and
that's
you know,
the
sometimes
thing.
There's a lot
stopped.
Of unsung heroes out here, and I just want you to get your props for that, you know what I mean?
Thank you. I never stopped. That's, to me, to stop is to die. Because people may say, oh, well, you're doing it for 23 years. How come it ain't pop off? You know, people in my position always, and there's tons of people in my position, they always get that comment of, well, you should have blown up by now. Maybe it's something that you did. And my answer to that is, it's not on your time. It's on God's time.
God's time, yes.
You know, and which means, You have to keep doing what you have to do, because it's just going to be a matter of time when that one person, that one producer can say, wow, I like Gang Girl. What else you got? What else you got? And I have an arsenal of things. You understand? Mm-hmm. Sometimes God prepares you to be mentally prepared for things like this. You understand? So the key is to stay the course. And they don't, a lot of these celebrities don't tell you the process. They make Hollywood makes it seem like these guys just poof and they're here. You know, but it took Samuel Jackson years, it took George Clooney years. Al Pacino and Robert De Niro started their careers late. You understand? So there is no quota of time for your career to start. And that's one of the good things about Hollywood is that I could be 80 years old and still work. Look at Betty White.
Yeah.
You understand? Look at Betty White. And she's doing remarkably. And there's tons of examples. The key is to stay the course.
No doubt. And I was just getting ready to ask you, you know, what other advice could you give any up-and-coming person in film, like myself, mm-hmm. you know, that's trying to at least get to where, you know, you got and accomplish some of the things you got. You know, what advice could you give someone?
I'll give you the advice that I read recently, what a friend of mine wrote when he met Harvey Weinstein from Miramax. Harvey Weinstein is the head of Miramax Pictures. And he asked him, what is the key, what is the success of becoming a filmmaker, and how should I get to on the level of Quentin Tarantino and blah, 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 you know, should I go to film school? And Harvey Weinstein just smirked and said, F film school, just write a script, get a camera, and shoot the damn thing. And I believe that 100%. I was consulting a young filmmaker last night about this. If you have a vision, write the vision, create the vision, get some people to support your vision,
and just do it your way. There was no right, there was no wrong. You know, get that certain people that can do it better or who can uplift you and just go with it. Jesus had his disciples. Moses had Aaron. Joshua had his crew for Jericho. Captain America and Iron Man got their Avengers. You understand what I'm saying? You're going to need that. You're going to need those certain people that said, you know, that's going to say, yeah, man, you can do this. Let's do this. Let's go out there and let's just shoot it. Let's get this acting. Let's just shoot it. Yeah, let's edit this. Let's do it. Let's do it. I had that with Gang Girl. I had that with all my stuff. You understand? So you just got to do it and stop waiting, because we have the opportunities now with all this technology to do it.
Mm-hmm.
There should be no excuse. There should be no excuse. I get tired of listening to actors, and I used to be one of these people. You know, I'm not going to lie. I get tired of actors complaining, oh, I don't have no gigs. My agent's not giving me nothing. And my agents know that I'm working. You just got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a script, bro, just get out there and do it.
No doubt. Now, do you have any other up-and-coming projects that you definitely want to get out there to us and want us to know about?
Sure. Besides the ones that I'll first and foremost, due to these criticisms and the media outburst from Gang Girl, we've been invited to screen Gang Girl twice this year in two different festivals. The first one, it will be on April 6th at the Poet Den Theater in East Harlem. That's on April 6th. Second will be New Filmmakers Festival in July. I don't have details with that, but they just gave me an email. They just invited me to screen the film there. That's Gang Girl. Music and Marvin Gaye Story will be released online for one day only on April 2nd. That's Marvin Gaye's birthday. So look out on your YouTubes and Vimeos for that. It's a nice, cute, short film. Real short. So I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And also right now I am doing a crowdfunding for my second and kind of my last short film, because I want to get back into feature. It's called Roses, and that's about online affairs, extramarital affairs. A good Christian short film. I'm asking some donations for that to get it done. And right after I complete that, I want to go back into doing my fourth feature film called Scar, and that's about bullying and mental illness in school.
Okay. I think we got the Cap on the line. He wants to holler at you. What's good, Cap? Thank you. Are you in the building?
Yo, what's going on, man?
What's good, family?
What's up?
I'm good, man. What's good, Damien?
How you doing?
Yeah, man, I just want to call in and you know, I definitely appreciate your grind, man. Just to get people up to speed, I mean, me and Damien had like 2 6-degrees of separation. One was, actually, we have a mutual friend, an actress, man, named Kim Howard. I actually did a play with her, you know, and she was in some sketches of mine. And then I met Damien. Actually, I met you at a panel. You were on the panel with her. I can't remember what it was about, but it was when you were first showcasing Gang Girl.
Yeah.
You were selling the DVDs and everything.
Yes.
the other 6 degrees, I got them by a few years, but we both went to high school art and design.
Yes. Yes.
You know, so, you know, also, I was listening the whole time, but I don't think I heard you mention The Big West, man. I actually watched that. That movie is funny,
that.
Man.
And
I mean, yo, Stu, this dude got Wesley Snipes down pat.
Yeah.
You know, he was doing the whole, you know, sit your spot out of his down before I make you. You know, like he got, you know, when your man like show like his top teeth and drop his bottom lip. Yo, this dude got it all down, right?
Yeah, I totally forgot about that. That's what he's referring to. Is my that was my
second feature film that I made after Gang Girl called The Big West. And that's on YouTube. Anybody can watch that. Just type in The Big West starring Damian Bailey. That's about a struggling actor trying to be like Wesley Snipes. So that was
now,
like a 360 degrees from Gang Girl to that.
Now, I got a question about it because I know you said it was loosely based on a true story. Was that based on your true story? Or?
Yeah, that was based on my truth. That was based on my life story as an actor. A certain point in my time in my life where this is before I became a filmmaker or whatever, that I was so desperate that I would come to auditions like Wesley Snipes, and I would write on my cover letter the next Wesley Snipes. And then I was like, man, this ain't working. Just be yourself. And then I thought about it. I said, you know, that would make a funny movie if I just showcased my whole life at that moment. And, you know, we did it, and, yeah. You got it to the numerous festivals.
It's crazy that you guys all went to art and design, man, because, you know, y'all come from, you know, I know a crew of guys that, you know, DJ K Slade, Kev Get His Cook On, my man Vic Clippers. Y'all all got something in common, man. Y'all went to art and design, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We all come out of there and no one's really drawing. Damian came out of filmmaker. I came out of rapper, producer, you know, like, everybody came out doing...
Clippers came out cutting hair, and Kev came out cooking. But K-Slay still draws graffiti. So, you know, he's one.
But the good thing, I mean, it's still all art.
Yep.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And
I still draw.
Even cutting hair? Nah, just like...
I still draw, too. I draw the storyboards. So what you see on film, I draw all those shots out. So I still dabble with that. But they closed, they demolished the building.
No, it's still there.
No. Art and Design, the building is demolished. They're building a residential. They moved it to the next block. I went through there because I took my son, because my son is an artist. So I took my son there, and the building that we were in is gone. They demolished it. And
it's
a
newer building.
Because last time I was there, I know that the elementary school that was next to it, I know they took that out first and they made a supermarket. But I didn't realize they were taking out the whole school.
They made a newer, smaller building of it.
Right. Because they went, you know, New York City, Bloomberg, he went those residential. So
exactly.
He's building a big, large residential there, I believe. So.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
hey, man. Gentrification.
Hey, man, it's been really, really great having you on the show, man, talking, kicking
Thank
it
you.
With us, man. You know what I mean? You know, you're welcome to come here anytime with us, man, and break down any of your projects, man. We welcome you to come back at any time, fam. Is it any people you want to get a shout-out, and how can you tell people how they can keep up and stay up with all your stuff that you're doing?
Sure. You can go on my website, Glory to God Productions website at www.G2G, P as in Paul, D as in David.com. Special shout out to my woman, Sylvia Torres. Love you. Special shout out to my mentors, Craig T. Williams and Rosalind Coleman Williams. And just blessings to everybody on Facebook that's been showing me so much love. Blessings to Anissa Chalmers, who's going through this and is staying strong through this. Blessings all throughout. Love you guys. And thank you guys for having me here.
No doubt, fam. Once again, Kappa, you got anything you want to say before we jump into some music?
Well, I just want to add some more promotion for this dude now. Well, first off, Kim told me to tell you she said what's up.
What's up? I haven't seen her in a minute.
The other thing is also, you know, as he said, it's G2GPD.com. Also, if you're on YouTube, is YouTube.com/Damian Bailey. You can see a lot of his trailers, acting reels, and he has the Big West feature film, which I definitely, if you want to get a good laugh, man, definitely check that film out. It's an entertaining piece, man.
Yes, it is. Thank you for reminding me.
No doubt. Well, once again, Beef Stew Radio. Oh. Good.
I'm sorry, man. I'm just trying to get it all out there, man. Did you tell him that you're like a personal trainer as well?
Oh no, that's kind of different. But yeah, I'm a personal trainer.
That's kind of different.
I have my own business called DB Fit, and yeah, that's my website is dbfitness11.com. Fitness is a big lifestyle for me. So that's another second interesting.
I get it all out there for you. You know what I mean?
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
No doubt. Once again,
all right.
Thank you, Mr. Damian Bailey, man. Once again, you're always welcome here at Beast 2 Radio, bro.
Thank you very much. Blessings.
No doubt.
Take care.
Now we in
all
the
right.
Music. Kappa came down. That's crazy. That's rare.
Yeah, man.
I got God all on my side, swear these niggas losing their mind. Yeah, I contemplate all about the hate, that's so stay on my grind. I got God all on my side, swear these niggas losing their mind. Yeah, I contemplate all about the hate, that's so stay on my grind. They want that money, power. Put you onto that drill shit, let you know what I'm saying. Numbers tell what you feel this. Can't wait to ride with my top down. Find new hoes and then hop out. Talk shit cause I'm fly now. When I'm bossing bitch, I raise eyebrows. Show a tip to get backstage. She graduate to a real nigga. Got a deal or without a deal. I still pocket steal and will kill niggas. Looking back to those old days, selling dope for Joe for my projects. Now I'm about to get paid. Nice to say it's dope that I progress. G a roll of that hate. You walking by, you catch contact. My nightlife is bright now. I call that some contract. Push clouds, make it hard to breathe. Spotlight bright like 1,000 degrees. Now everybody really wanna party with me. And they itching and seem to be part of my team. I've been smoking a lot, now I'm feeling the bars. Realize what reality was. Tripping on something, it gotta be coded. Cause if we not smoking, we rolling it up. Cream's rich and I'm throwing it up. Only thing we fear is the load in us. But I can't prepare, you ain't strong as us. So I make this play, I'ma roll it up.
I got God all on my side. Swear these niggas losing their mind. Yeah, I contemplate all about the hate, that's so stay on my grind. I got God all on my side, swear these niggas losing their mind. Yeah, I contemplate all about the hate, that's so stay on my grind. They want that money, power, push it, baby. Money, power, push it, baby. Money, power, push it, baby. Money, power, push it, baby.
Now that God's been on my side, this devil wants to get a part of me. The fuck's wrong with my mind? I get high as hell, it don't bother me. I roll a tree and I concentrate. Anywhere there's love, you can find the hate. So I keep a big gun and a smile on my face. And I don't care where you from, I annihilate. I'm a Queens nigga and I rep that. Tats all over my chest, black. And I pray to God that you rise up. Black cemetery's where you gonna rise up. Trust me, don't be no trust in me. Just love with my niggas and loyalty. Go talk and agree when I'm doing my thing. Cause I'm popping those heaters, the food that I'm beat. I'm bossed up and you know that. Talking shit, you get toe tagged. Wanna fuck bitches and throw sack. That kid shit, but you grow, man. But invest those shit, get a home, man. Fuck those niggas, we on, man. See, that whole plan was like quicksand. Bottoms up in that shit stand. So I roll weed and I laugh about it. Palm trees and some hash around me. Stack cheese like some damn G's. Running over shit like a stampede. I told you once and I tell you some more. Opportunity come knock, you better open the door. Some friends walk in, some friends walk out. Motherfucker, you still on your own.
Bring God all on my side. Swear these niggas losing their minds. Yeah, I contemplate all about the hate. That's so stay on my grind. I got God all on my side. Swear these niggas losing their minds. Yeah, I contemplate all about the hate. That's so stay on my grind. They want that money, power, push it, baby. Money, power, push it, baby. Money, power, push it, baby. Money, power, push it, baby.
Crystal spilling, pocket full of dollars. Crystal bling, you're fucking with a ball of four. shots at the bar.
Getting money, but the wild bitches,
your pardon. I'm so sorry for this heartache. I'm a lover and a fighter, like Cupid is an archer. Pull the G-string off your woman, shoot my arrow up inside her. Ugh, I fuck her brains out, leave that bitch retarded. When I pull out my cock, I got it screaming like Chewbacca. Call me daddy like a papa, but I'm nothing like her father. But I'm all inside his daughter and my penis is a monster. And that's some real shit, nigga, face it. Real money get you bitches with them fake tits. I'm on my new bitch, that's a Lamborghini. I take a top off, it ain't wearing no bikini. You know I'm winning by the money I be spending. I be spending all this money, I be winning. Blowing all this cash, you know I get it fast. Roll up on a nigga ski mask, click clack, get him, bitch. W-I-N-N-I-N-G, spell it out, that's me and my royal family. We living large, my nigga Big Chief. I Bosh Ray James, some nigga Big Three. I'm living big, we ain't exotic cars. I'm living big, waking up next to porn stars. The buzz big, got him shaking like a crack.
Yeah,
I'm winning, bitch, Charlie Sheen.
Say my mind clear, flow so weird. High move, you can tell that I'm a dealer. I ain't gotta drive, you can talk to my driver. I'm going for one shot, all you smell is gunpowder. Bitch, I'm a dog, yeah, she's a grand ripper. Playing in a game, and you know I just finger. Still, I ain't fucker, but the bitch coming dope. Moving all around a circle like a roller coaster. Like a roller coaster, quick to take it over. Got your fools blind, keep getting. Young, cause I'ma get mine. I move like the clock, bitch, fast time. I'm counting all my money, feeling like I'm the shit. Jesus, quick to get, believe me, cause I'm freezing. Be, believe me, gon' believe me, be, I'm winning, you ain't winning, be. Money more important than me, nobody matters.
I get it. W-I-N-N-I-N-G, spell it out, that's me and my royal family. We living large, my nigga Big Chief. I Bosh Ray James, I'm nigga Big Three. I'm living big, we ain't exotic cars. I'm living big, waking up next to porn stars. The buzz big, got him shaking like a crack fiend. I'm winning, bitch, Charlie Sheen.
days get upset. And I ain't speaking for fish. This new ain't make it hard to flex. When I'm in your presence, I try to be self-retained. Cause the thought I have of us, I hate keeping self-contained. A broad police report, it isn't enough description. So I asked my doctor if I could get you as a prescription. You probably still thinking I can't get shit right unless I make it up within consecutive movie nights. Dinner and theater, so built their indoors. Put my race car jacket on, crash with no insurance. Some try to cause deflection, even try to get intersections. Cause they see any category, you're the best selection.
My mind, girl, I can't let you go. The smile on your face make my day glow. You my pot of gold, I'm standing on the rainbow. Thumbs keep a thug from real slow. As I sit back and watch the world go. Life's a working mountain in a long road. Hey, you close to the edge, no curtis blow. High on life, that's a first class flight. When I ain't with you, can't sleep at night. See right through you like Nikki's eyes. Money stay long, 365. Trying to do a big man chain garage. Bust it, baby, like Tom Plies. When we met for the first time, we set up drinking cold wine. Shout out to with lemon lime. Feeling real good, so speak your mind. Straight, ain't no play. The sky's blue, but I'm feeling great. Wife is tight to heaven's gates. Reunited, that's one day. My nights are still sad. Do you think about the times we had?
Yo te lo dije, es que no puedo, no puedo tal, no puedo tal.
We'll be right back. I'ma throw this cake, boo. Shorty, do your dance. I'ma do the damn thing. The bottles gon' pop. We stunning over here. We getting money on the block. You see my diamonds. They do the Harlem shake. See the car brand new. I'ma roll a tape, make a movie out this shit. I'm like dope boy raps, flipping these tapes. Kids money rap, nigga flipping these tapes. I'm like dope boy raps, flipping these tapes. Kids money raps, nigga flipping these tapes.
They see my diamonds, they do the Harlem shake. I'm a dope boy, see the moves I made. In the strip club, watch the soda cake. It's another movie, tell them roll the tape. Showing me love, ain't no real niggas in us. Town is up lit up, me I stay high as
pushing and pushing. legacy. No other option. You ain't my pedigree, nigga, so stop talking. Now you thinking that you my enemy. Hopefully you remember me. Niggas who they might not help them find it on they line. We don't leave you where you at. Laying up at the Regency. It's such a scenery. I'm doing business while these bitches try to scream at me. I'm with my partners, we looking for some providers. We got some choppers, just handle the pretty swap.
Back to the highs with some hoes. Here day like Goombay, but 9 days hanging out on the ass. know about doing late. And you still ate, moving weed away. Trip down a little Haiti for the blue band. Lord knows cloud nine had me on my head. Y'all, we had a nigga on some other shit. Nowadays, niggas got you smoking other shit. Hit the Grand Prix cause she had a little brother. Swear nigga D, anything just a fucker. Raw dog, damn, I should've had a brother. Beach burning, nigga, dirty ass motherfucker. Bob Chevy out the shop now. Loon blue, hammers with the get down. Bumped up, got the colors on white wall. Hot damn boy, real nigga had a ball. R.P. saying, see you in heaven land. Know y'all looking down, still got a nigga bad. This here for the old school. Put the sets up, now where the hood at?
Crazy legs right there. Remember that?
What's the chronic, boy?
So you wanna be hardcore with your hat to the back, talking about the gats in your rap, but I can't feel that hardcore appeal that you're screaming. Maybe I'm dreaming. This ain't Christopher Williams. Still some, yes, you got the feel one. Cats, I got the feel some. To let niggas know that if you fuck with big and heavy, I get up in that ass like a wedgie. Says who sends me the lyrical? Niggas saying Biggie off the street, it's a miracle. Left the drugs alone, took the dust alone with me. Just for niggas acting shifty. Sticks and stones, red bones, but they gotta kill you quicker. Especially when I'm drunk off the liquor. Smoking drunk by the boxes, packing glasses. It's natural to eat your niggas like stock. What the fuck, baby?
Simple and plain to maintain. I add a little funk to the brain. The funk, baby. shit just get me so motherfucking mad, because, you know, that was my nigga, you know? And, like, I had just got the nigga Puff card and shit.
Yeah.
I knew the shit was about to go down, and my man was, like, hyping it. Like, everywhere go, me and OB together, and the nigga be like, watch, I'm telling you, when my man get on, it's going to be some shit. We ain't going to have to sell this shit no more, I'm telling you.
Right.
And the nigga just got moped out like that, man. That shit fucked me up, man.
Shit fucked a whole lot of niggas up.
Yeah, man. I love that nigga O2. That was my motherfucking heart.
Yeah. Dedicating this to my nigga O. We miss you, nigga. Going out to all the young niggas that died in struggle. Hold up. Shit is real in the field, you know? I'm fucking blunt for all you niggas. Word up.
Dreams of how we used to be, and that baby looking just like you,
like you got away.
I've been missing you lately.
I remember selling 3 bricks of straight flour. Got my man a beat down to the third power. He didn't care, spent the money in a half hour. Got some fish here, rained on competition like a shower. Got the coke cooked up, a crackhead Kevin. In 88, when Kane ruled, we're half-stepping. A 38, a lot of mouth was our only weapon. We was kings till the D's crept in, and now I'm missing.
No more, but you'll always be my baby.
seems like only yesterday I was holding you in my arms. Now look at you now, big man. But I worry about you. I worry about you all the time. Hanging out on the corner all times of night with the cool people. Baby, that ain't nothing but trouble. I always taught you that you could have whatever you dream. Well, I want you to hold on to that dream, baby. Hold on to it real tight. Cause the sky's the limit.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight?
All right.
I'd like to welcome to the stage the lyrically acclaimed.
Woo!
I like this young man because when he came out with the phrase, he went from ashy to classy.
All right.
I like that.
All right.
So everybody in the house, give a warm round of applause for the Notorious B.I.G. The Notorious B.I.G., ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for him, y'all. A nigga never been as broke as me. I like that. When I was young, I had two pair of leaves. Besides that, the pinstripes in the gray. The one I wore on Mondays and Wednesdays. While niggas flirt, I'm throwing tigers on my shirt and alligators. You wanna see the inside? I see you later. Here come the drama. Oh, that's that nigga with the fake. Wow! Why you punch me in my face? Stay in your place. Play your position. Here come my intuition. Go in this nigga pocket. Rob him while his friends watch it. That hoes clock. Here comes respect. His crew's your crew, or they might be next. Look at they man eyes, big man, they never try. So we roll with them, stole with them. I mean loyalty, niggas bought me milks at lunch. The milks with chocolate, the cookies, butter crunch. 88, eyes tossed in blue and white stuff. That's why.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
So good,
and all the niggas in the struggle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da ha, you never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Pizza, Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Personal with Robin Leach, and I'm far from cheap. I smoke stuff with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear, putting 5 carrots in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimps the act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Representing B-Town in the house. Junior Mafia, Mass Label. Yeah.
and the fucking polka dots. Who rocks the spot? Biggie, you know how the weed go. Unbelievable.
Genuine, girl, I love you all time. I got you your fucking limbs up. Or because you like the way my bed was rimmed up. Bitch, keep your chin up. Please watch me do me nasty. Like it when you make it move fast, mommy. I like it when you throw it on me. No love making, strictly back broken. Please know all his hoes go to my door. Then they go to his flow to fuck them up. So no caviar, shark bar, strictly sex, that's sex to your leftover spaghetti. I know you used to slow CDs and RPs, but tonight it's 8 tracks and 6 packs while I hit that.
and a phone in the basement. My team supreme, stay clean. Triple beam, miracle dream. I'll be that. Catch a seat at all events bent. Catching holsters, girls on shoulders. Play boy, I told ya. Me and Mike to me, bruise too much. I lose too much. Step on stage, the girls boo too much. I guess especially when we're lame, do too much. Me lose my touch, never that. If I did, ain't no problem. It gets the gap where the true players at. Throw your rollies in the sky, waving side to side, and keep your hands high while I give your girl an eye. Play it, please, lyrically, nigga C, B-I-G, B flossing, jig on the cover of Fortune, 500. Take my phone number, your man, I got to know. I got to go, got the flow down, pizzack, black and plus, like this act, dangerous, on Trizak, leave your ass, pizzack.
Check it. Call Lil C. Tell that motherfucker to bring me some motherfucking weed to his house. Tell that reporter to go pick up 10,000 from Dez. Go pick up about like 20 G's from Gina. Tell that motherfucker to get this nigga next door up out of here. Nigga be chilling all night. I can't sleep. And call that big butt nurse with the long hair to come suck my dick.
Bad boy, yeah, come on.
The doctor said I need about 3 weeks of recovery. But the nurses is loving me, saying the best part of the day is my half. Feeding me breakfast and giving me a sponge bath. Niggas say I died dead in the streets. Nigga, I'm getting high, getting head on the beach. Chilling, sitting on about half a million. With all my niggas, all my guns, all my women. Next 2 years, I should see about a billion. All for the love of drug dealing. Got no love for the other side, fuck them tricks. Any repercussions, Junior Mafia spit clip all the time. Pop a kick the war around, raw flow, and that's how it goes.
Come on. My nigga swinging things, tamarinding chains, truck necklace, igloo, ringing things. For the bitches, you see them rims spinning grins. That shit with the bee trimmed and wings. Heavy and large, I still was first to rap. On the road to the riches, more furs to drag. More niggas to kill, then birds to bag. Hit the jeweler and splurge the tab. Hop out the truck like Trick, what up? Call me Sean if you suck, call me gone when I nut. That's the end of us. Get your friend to fuck, twist and bend her up. You know the deal, niggas talking real busy on some ball and shit.
That's right.
Funny how quick these pricks forget. Acting like I ain't the reason they traded they shit. Switch that 5, top that 6.
That's right.
It's all good, you know who the clone is. Fuck the Joneses, niggas trying to keep up with the cone.
Come on, y'all.
The notorious K.I. to the M. That's me and MTV, no doubt. Titty out like, whoa, I don't give a fuck. Y'all know my attitude. Can't stand my cologne and stay your ass home. You ran your chaperone. Things unchanged, but we continue to reign as the king and the queen of hip-hop. Me and B.I. Frank White, still a center of attention. I'm by his side with the chrome fits, playing my position. Sex with young kids from the ghetto. That bitch rocking mics and high heels to level. We taking over like Francis. Switching our styles like the hottest new dances.
Come on.
See, I let y'all live a stack of little paper. Be glad I pushed my album back. I did y'all hoes a favor.
We did you a favor. Come on now. We are. What's his name?
Notorious.
He is. He
bad boy,
is.
Baby.
We are. Come on.
Notorious.
We are. Queen B, baby. We are. Come on.
Notorious.
He is. He
is.
B, baby. He is. Come on.
Notorious.
We are.
He.
We are.
Bad boy. 2000.
Notorious. B.I.G. born again.
He is.
And he won't stop.
Uh-huh.
1970 something. Nigga, I don't sweat to date. My mom's was late, so I had to plan my escape out the skins in this world. The fly girl and the regular Hennessy until I call Earl. 10 months in this gut, what the fuck? I wish your mother hurry up so I could get fucked. Wild juvenile whipping mics and shit. New York, New York, ready for the likes of this. Then came the worst date, May 21st, 2019. I sent my mama water burst. No spouse in the house, so she rolled herself to the hospital to see if she could get a little help. Umbilical cords wrapped around my neck. I'm seeing my death, and I ain't even took my first step. I made it out, I'm bringing mad joy. The doctor looked and said he's gonna be a bad boy.
That I give my left eye. With the right, I visualize the king of Bed-Stuy. Checking his daughter Tiana in the junior high. If I was in Brooklyn and B.I. was still alive in 2006, it might sound like this. NY 718 212s with Sue's rendezvous. It's like Moulin Rouge. High fashion, uptown Air Force Ones and Vasquez. Puerto Ricans with fat asses, Blaze Dutch masters. We dump ashes on models and S classes for you bastards. Catch a cab to Manhattan with that Broadway acting. You hype that belly shit and get you capped and wrapped in plastic. Tell the captain, ask Raj what's happening. I hear no speak, no evil inside the back.
Blunts making cream on the drug scene. Fuck the football team, risking ruptured spleens by the age of 16. Hearing the coach scream ain't my lifetime dream. I mean, I wanna blow up, stack my dough up. So school I didn't show up, it fucked my flow up. Mom said that I should grow up and check myself before I wreck myself. Disrespect myself, put the drugs on the shelf. Nah, couldn't see it. Scarface, king of New York, I wanna be it. Rap was secondary, money was necessary until I got incarcerated. Kinda scary. C-74 Mod 8 set me straight. Not able to move behind the great steel gate. Time to contemplate, damn, where did I fail? All the money I stacked was all the money for bail.
Yeah. crazy of a bitch to speak. This dick feel sweet in this little boutique. Young bitch from the street, guaranteed to stay down. Used to bring work out of town on Greyhound. Now I'm billboard bound. Niggas press to hit it. Play me like a chicken, thinking I'm pressed to get it. Rather lose a killing in the stick I'm just. Rather count a million while you eat my pussy. Push me to the limit, get my feelings in it. Get me open while I'm coming down your throat. You wanna be my main squeeze, nigga, don't you? You wanna lick between my knees, nigga, don't you? Wanna see me whipping your three down the air? Blow up spots for bitches because I'm there. Break up the fear, lick shots in the air. You get vexed and start swinging everywhere. Me shifty, now you wanna pistol with me. Pull out your nine while I cock on mine. Now what, nigga? I ain't got time for this, so what, nigga? I'm not trying to hear that shit. Now you wanna buy me diamonds in Armani suits. Age of Venezini and Chanel 9 boots. Things to make up for all the games and the lies. Hallmark cards saying I apologize. Is you with me? How could you ever deceive me? To pay back the bitch, motherfucker, believe me. Nah, I ain't gay, this ain't no lesbo flow. Just a little something to let you motherfuckers know.
Best, yes, just to impress, spark this bitch's interest. First things first, I pop freaks all the honey, dummy, playboy bunnies, those wanting money, those the ones I like cause they don't get Nathan but penetration, unless it smells like sanitation, garbage I turn like doorknobs, heart throb never, black and ugly as ever, however, I say Gucci down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rock. And my jam knocking to Mitsubishi. Girls pee-pee when they see me. Navajos creep me in they pee-pee. As I lay down laws like Island Coffin. Stop it. If you think you're gonna make a profit, don't see my ones, don't see my guns. Get it? Now tell your friends, Papa hit it. Then split it in two as I flow with the Junior Mafia. I don't know what the hell stopping ya. I'm clocking ya. Versace shade watching ya. Once you grin, I'm in game begin. First I talk about how I dress is this and diamond necklaces, stretch Lexus is the sex, just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper, help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you'll be home real late and sing the break. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. I got that good song, girl, you didn't know. Think of that song, how it's so long. Thought he worked his until I handled my biz. There I is, major pain like Damon Wayne. Low down dirty even, like his brother Keenan Scheming. Don't leave your girl around me, true player for real. Act Puff Daddy. You ringing bells with bags from Chanel. Baby Ben straight to give you a Hyundai XL. Fully equipped, CD changer with the cell. She beat me, meet me at 12. Where you at? Flipping job, playing car notes. While I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke. Right stroke, left stroke, what's the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down the throat. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing the song for me, boo?
I got that good song, girl, you didn't know.
So what's it gonna be, him or me? We can cruise the world with pearls, gator boots for girls. The envy of all women, crushed linen, Cartier wristwear with diamonds in it. The finest women I love with the passion. Your man's a wimp, I get that ass a good thrashing. High fashion, flying in the all state. Sexing me while your man masturbates. Isn't this great? Your flight leaves at 8. A flight lands at 9, my game just rewind. Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent. I'm not only a client, I'm the player president.
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
One look outside and I'm already upset, yo. It looks about 102. It's a Saturday and Biggie ain't got nothing to do. I'm interrupted by a phone ring. Sometimes I wish I never got the motherfucking thing. Hello, hello, can I speak to Biggie? Yo, who this? I need you. Your callback, I'm busy. Why don't you hit me on the box a little later? Watch up, got dressed, hits the elevator. Stepped out, it's the same old scene. Dope fiend, crack fiend, I witness new team. I seen the honey with the butt looking butter sore. I know she look much better with them clothes up on. Sitting all thick with the ruby red lipstick. That's the one I got to get with. Can I get with ya? 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 Why you wanna get with me? Cause you got a big D-U-D-G. See? Can I get with ya? 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 Why you wanna get with me? Cause you got a big
Once again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to D Stu Radio. Once again, it's your man, DJ Big Stu. I just gave you 45, an hour, a little 45-minute commercial-free pop music. You know how we do it, a Biggie segment. Do that. Shout out to everybody. Make sure you get tuned in, man. Tomorrow night, we definitely got another guest on the show. Always, as always, ladies' night. It's going down, it's going down, it's going down. And also, make sure y'all be April 29th, Webster Hall. Me and my boys will be celebrating the East Side Story movie and mixtape release party. Performances by my boys Mo Money, Tony Stans, Glory, K-Rec, the whole Hellgate Entertainment, Beef Stew Radio family. We will be in the building, Ciroc all night. Also, special guest appearance by your boy Red Cafe, Bad Boy Coast to Coast mixtapes. We'll be in the building, sponsored by Bad Boy and Coast to Coast Mixtape. It's going down. Make sure y'all be there. It's going to be crazy. I got free tickets. Get at me, man. Call me. Hit me up on Facebook. Call at me on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? At Beef Stew Radio. Go to Beef Stew Radio on Facebook. Call at me. Let me know that you want some tickets. Go to Block Club DJ East on the joint. Let me know that you want some tickets. And, you know, leave some information, your email and all that. And leave your email straight up and down. I will email you a ticket to be in the building that night for free. Word up, real talk. You ain't got to come pick them up, nothing. All you got to do is give me your email, and I will email you a ticket. Make sure you holler at me, DJ Big Stu. Once again, East Side Story mixtape is on .pip.com right now. It is soaring. People is loving it. The movie is on. It's the most anticipated, the East Side mixtape. Shout out to Pusha T and the Kid Breezy. They on it, they on it, they on it. Yes, everybody love that. Come see about us on that joint. Shout out to D-Shy. Shout out to Fresco, shout out to T1000, shout out to everybody on it. I can't name everybody, T1010, but everybody know I show love to everybody. Music, Buck Smooth, play his new joint, Roll the Tape tonight, that joint is fat, you will be hearing it a little again. Play the new Money, No More Money joint, but for me and Mo Money's album, DJ Big Stu and Mo Money, yeah, actually Big Mo Money featuring DJ Big Stu, definitely can't tell you the title right now, but that joint hot with featuring Buck Smooth is definitely one of the first joints on that joint. That's another joint me and Mo doing. So it's all, everything's coming out of Hellgate Entertainment. Mo Money album coming out soon. Will Porter album coming out soon. Glory mixtape coming out soon. My homegirl Smoke Dog, shout out to them out there in Texas. Her joint coming out soon. Going out, man. It's going crazy. Also, big shout out to Lord Vegas. Me and him doing a joint out there in Vegas, coming out from Vegas to Harlem. That joint will be coming out soon. Big shout out to my homie Lord Vegas, and that's my little cousin family in the building. So once again, I want to say goodnight to y'all, man. Thanks for y'all for tuning. We're going to go out on some more Biggie. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night. We'll be in the building. Beef Stew Radio, y'all. Let's do it.
Bang with us, straight up we no angel dust. Label us notorious. Thug ass niggas that love the bus. This train to us, y'all niggas be scrambling, gambling up restaurants with mandolins and violins. We just sitting here trying to win, trying not to sin. High off weed and oxygen, too much smoke leaves oxygen. Steadily counting Benjamins, nigga you should too if you knew what this game would do to you. Been in this shit since '92. Look at all the bullshit I've been through. So called beef with you know who. Fuck a few female flaws or two. Then a blue light, niggas blue like my shit. Not to be fucked with, motherfucker better duck quick. Cause me and my dogs love buck shit. Fuck the luck shit, just hit the aim. No aspirations to cut the game. Bitch your game, talk your shit. Grab your gat, pull your clip. Squeeze your clip, hit the right one. Pass that weed, I got the light one. All them niggas, I got the fight one. All them hoes, I got the light one. Hot situation is a tight one. What you gonna do? Fight or run? Seems to me that you take B. Throwing a big nigga, die slowly. I'ma tell you like a nigga told me. Cash hold everything around me. Shit, lyrically, niggas can't see me. Fuck it. Buy the coke, cook the coke, cut it. Know the bitch before you call yourself loving it. Nigga with a Benz fucking it. Doesn't it seem hard to you? Big come through with mobs and crews. Good fellas down to the most of dudes. Who's the killer? Me or you?
We forgive you. But you know not what you do.
7 a.m. woke in the morning.
Beef Soup.